We continue our scripture reading in the Gospel of Mark. Today we come to verses 35 to 44 of Mark chapter 12. You'll find it in page 1080 in your pew Bible. Now this is all part of that action-packed week between Palm Sunday and Good Friday. An awful lot goes on, a lot of teaching, a lot of confrontation. And here we have, I think, a very interesting collection of three episodes, and I think the order is somewhat suggestive. The first shows Jesus biblically defending his claim to be the Son of God. It's his whether or not we're going to believe in him and the truth of his gospel. The second, then, speaks of the spiritual authenticity. He's criticizing the scribes. They're a bunch of phonies, and they put on their robes. Nothing wrong with wearing a robe if you're a minister in the church, but around town and putting on a big show while you're stealing money from the poor. That's not spiritual authenticity, in case you were wondering. And then thirdly, how we view our possessions, our generosity. And so believing the gospel will cause us to lead relatively godly and authentic lives, and we'll be generous towards others. Those three go together. Now, first, we have Jesus using a very important example of the kind of exposition that he used and the apostles used of the Old Testament. Jesus is claimed to be the Son of God and the Messiah, and he's being accused, he will be convicted ultimately, of blasphemy. But Jesus says, well, let's just consult the scriptures. Here's an example from the Psalms when David, who's speaking in the Holy Spirit, an important statement, inspiration of Old Testament writers is the work of the Holy Spirit. And David is speaking of his future human offspring and calls him Lord. And he says, the Lord, Yahweh, says to my Lord, and he's speaking of his descendant. He goes, what's going on there? We have the Lord calling another person Lord, and here you have an echo of the Trinity in the Old Testament, as it were. And Jesus is pointing out, look, the only way you can make sense of the Old Testament, and that is so true in so many places, many of the Psalms, but many other places, like Genesis 1, the only way we can make sense of what we're seeing is the New Testament doctrine of the Trinity and of Jesus as Son of God and Savior. And so Jesus is using the scripture to show the necessary implication of the Old Testament is that the Messiah would be divine, the Son of God. And then he accuses the scribes for their hypocrisy and then makes the wonderful statement. This is the passage of the widow's mite. It's fine to give a lot of money, and it's good, you should, but it's not that commendable if you don't really miss it. You're just giving out of your abundance. Most of us do that. But he says, you know, the gospel will really cause us to care about the work of God and the needs of others' people in a way that's actually sacrificial. We should be challenged by this teaching. Well, with these things said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 35 of Mark chapter 12. And as Jesus taught in the temple, he said, how can the scribes say that the Christ is the son of David? David himself and the Holy Spirit declared, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. David himself calls him Lord, so how is he his son? And the great throng heard him gladly. And in his teaching, he said, beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces and have the best seats in the synagogues and the places of honor at feasts, who devour widows' houses and for a pretense make long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. And as he sat down opposite the treasury and watched the people putting money into the offering box, many rich people put in large sums. And a poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which make a penny. And he called his disciples to him and said to them, truly I say to you, this poor woman has put in more than all those who were contributing to the offering box, for they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.